This is Today in History, March the 30th. On this day in 1822, Florida became a United States territory. On this day in 1842, Dr. Crawford W. Long of Jefferson, Georgia, first used ether as an aesthetic during an operation to remove a patient's neck tumor. In 1867, U.S. Secretary of State William H. Seward reached agreement with Russia to purchase the territory of Alaska for $7.2 million. A deal ridiculed by critics as Seward's folly. Also on this day in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibited denying citizens the right to vote and hold office on the basis of race, was declared in effect by Secretary of State Hamilton Fish. Also in 1870, Texas was readmitted to the Union. On this day in 1964, the original version of the TV game show Jeopardy, hosted by Art Fleming, premiered on NBC.
These three people will compete today on Jeopardy. And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Good morning, thank you, players. Thank you, Don Pardo.
Also in 1991, Patricia Bowman of Jupiter, Florida, told authorities she'd been raped hours earlier by William Kennedy Smith, the nephew of Senator Edward Kennedy, at the family's Palm Beach estate.
I read the police report and about the events that took place on the night in question. And the version of the events in that report are an outrageous lie, and they represent an attack on me, and on my family, and on the truth.
Smith was acquitted at trial. Also on this day in 2002, Britain's Queen Mother Elizabeth died at Royal Lodge Windsor outside London. She was 101 years old. In 2006, American reporter Jill Carroll, a freelancer for the Christian Science Monitor, was released after 82 days as a hostage in Iraq. And on this day in 1981, President Ronald Reagan is shot. President Ronald Reagan is shot in the chest outside a Washington, D.C. hotel by a deranged drifter named John Hinckley Jr.
Responded Scott Barrett, you may have heard that, sends word from the hospital that the president was shot in the left chest.
The president had just finished addressing a labor meeting at the Washington Hilton Hotel and was walking with his entourage to his limousine when Hinckley, standing among a group of reporters, fired six shots at the president, hitting Reagan and three of his attendants. White House Press Secretary James Brady was shot in the head and critically wounded. Secret Service Agent Timothy McCarthy was shot in the side. And District of Columbia Policeman Thomas Delahaney was shot in the neck. After firing the shots, Hinckley was overpowered and pinned against a wall. And President Reagan, apparently unaware that he'd been shot, was shoved into his limousine by a Secret Service agent and rushed to the hospital. The president was shot in the left lung, and the .22 caliber bullet just missed his heart. In an impressive feat for a 70-year-old man with a collapsed lung, he walked into George Washington University Hospital under his own power. As he was treated and prepared for surgery, he was in good spirits and quipped to his wife Nancy, quote, "Honey, I forgot to duck." And to his surgeons, quote, "Please tell me you're Republicans," end quote. Reagan's surgery lasted 2 hours, and he was listed in stable and good condition afterward. After being arrested on March 30th, 1981, 25-year-old John Hinckley Jr. was booked on federal charges of attempting to assassinate the president. He had previously been arrested in Tennessee on weapons charges. In June 1982, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. In the trial, Hinckley's defense attorneys argued that their client was ill with narcissistic personality disorder, citing medical evidence, and had a pathological obsession with the 1976 film Taxi Driver, in which the main character attempts to assassinate a fictional senator. His lawyers claimed that Hinckley saw the movie more than a dozen times, was obsessed with the lead actress Jodie Foster, and had attempted to reenact the events of the film in his own life. Thus, the movie, not Hinckley, they argued, was the actual planning force behind the events that occurred when President Ronald Reagan was shot March 30th, 1981, on this day in history.